do share period products. If I am, if I am in a public setting and a woman that I have no idea who she is comes up to me and says, I really need a tampon, I'm going, I'm giving you my last tampon. Yeah. Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Hello, we're back.
We're back and we're giving nothing today. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I want to say Christina's giving nothing, but I'm also kind of giving nothing.
Yeah, it's mostly me today. I don't think there's many episodes where you're giving nothing, honestly. I think if one of us, if we do an episode and we're like, oh, we're giving nothing, it's always been me.
Period. I'll take that.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you're a little, like, hungover, but, like, you still keep it together pretty well. I am the opposite. I can't.
Because I'll always have a Celsius. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wanted to drink a Red Bull before this. Yeah. Honestly, it's fine. I drink a Liquid IV instead.
It's fine. We can always talk.
Yes.
It's fine.
But, yeah, giving absolutely nothing, guys. I woke up so exhausted today. Like, I don't know. First of all, I woke up so exhausted. And then I had like a really heavy life coaching session about my life and my anxiety and my perfectionism and just all these crazy things. And I had all these breakthroughs. And then I left and I was exhausted. And then I helped Paige shoot content. And then I came home, proceeded to talk about the exact same things that I talked about for an hour during life coaching to my dad. Was exhausted after that. I was so exhausted that I texted Lily.
Mentally
and I was like,
drained. Yeah.
Mentally drained. I was like, when you get here, we cannot record right away. Like, I'm going to need a little kiki.
No, she literally said we're kiking first. I was like,
yeah, perf. We are kiking first. Like, so that's where I'm at. And then you said you started to get pretty tired too.
Yeah, well, I got back yesterday. I was on like a quick trip this weekend with my dad in Florida. Yes. And yesterday I got back. So I traveled all day. Actually, I actually got to the airport and got so sick, like I told you, because we had like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, this was bad.
I sensitive tummy. Like, I don't know what's happening, but I got ill in the airport and then I got sick again on the airplane because of turbulence. And then I got home last night and was just pooped, but I was like, oh, it's the traveling and the sun. And then today I was just exhausted and I'm just giving nothing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Another episode of giving nothing. This is another, well, no, it's not, but I'm just saying, like, this intro is very much giving. What was that one episode we did that we were like, our lives suck right now? Like, do you remember?
And it's our really sad good girl era.
Sad girl era. Well, I guess we're not sad. We're just fucking drained.
I'm definitely like not.
In our burnout era.
I'm definitely not at my best mentally. That's for just kidding. Keep it 100.
Oh, yeah. Like, we had a huge discussion.
Yeah.
I'm
at
about
a fucking
this.
One mental health wise.
Yeah. Not doing too fly.
You know what made me realize that more? Because when I was in Florida this weekend with my dad and just in the sun and like chilling, it was like the first time where I wasn't really like thinking about anything and I felt really relaxed. And I was just like, wow, when I get back to New York, I'm going to be so depressed.
Right.
Like, and then last night it like hit me and I had like a mental breakdown. So
I know. Fun. The reason I know I'm down bad is kind of like the opposite in a way where I'm like, oh my God, like I need to get out of it. I'm like counting down my days till I go to Italy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm like, oh, which, oh yeah, I remember like 2 episodes ago, my toxic thing of the week was that I didn't tell my boyfriend that I was going on a 2-week Italian rendezvous. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I still haven't told him yet. Well, I did tell him right after that episode went out, obviously as predicted, because this is the way men are. He didn't give a fuck. So yeah, he didn't give a fuck. He's like, you know what? You have your fun. And he is actually going on, I hate this, but he's going on a bachelor trip like a few days before I go to Italy.
Yeah, but you explain this to me. It's not the worst group of guys.
It's not.
It's all about what boys they're going with.
Yes.
If it's all single, horny idiots.
And he even said, he was like, honestly, like, I don't know if I really want to go. Because, well, he's going to go, obviously. It's like his best friend is getting married. But, like, they're going to Scottsdale. And, like, he said, like, the first day that they get there, they're all going golfing together.
Does he golf?
Like, no. Do you think he golfs? Take a big look at him. Like, come on now. So, I don't know, but they're going golfing and they're going to go to like some bars. Like they'll probably, you know, they have like some branded bars, like his job has some branded bars down in Scottsdale. So they'll probably go there, like whatever. But it's like not like, you know, he was like, it would have been better if at least we went to Vegas. So there were like things to do. I was like, yeah. So like titties in your face.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You know what he said?
No Vegas trip for
my
boyfriend.
You know what had me like cackling and I was like, oh my God, I was quoting it for like 3 days. We were like, he wasn't like feeling too good for like a, it was like a 3 day span where like he wasn't really feeling this too good. I kept falling asleep early, whatever. And I started to get really cranky because it was like 3 days without sex. Mm. Because like I was falling asleep and then he was falling asleep and then
that'll
blah, blah,
do
blah.
It.
Yeah. And we were like making out or whatever, but we were like both way too tired. And he said like to me, like it was in like a very like, it was like a funny but sexy way. He's like, oh, don't worry, I'm coming for those tits.
Oh. I'd be like, what tits, babe?
Yeah, like, no, literally. What? He's like, oh, don't worry, I'm coming for those tits. Period. And I'm like, period.
That's actually crazy because now if I do notice, like if me and Workbay don't have sex for a day, like the next day I'll be like, oh my God, we didn't have sex yesterday, which is incredible because yeah. Me and my ex probably had sex like twice a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, how often do you and...
Oh, we be fucking.
Really?
We
every day?
Fucking. Just, yeah, probably like, every day.
Really? Okay. I feel like for me, it's the opposite. I'm actually in a situation right now where... So with my most recent ex, you know, he was like a fucking horn dog, wanted to fuck like literally every day, you know, as the average man does. And so we were having like way more sex and it was actually me like turning it away. This time around, we're not having sex every single day, but we have sex on like a lot of days. But I am definitely the one with the higher sex drive.
Dude, I've always been the horn dog in my relationship.
I've never been like that. Like, I'm like,
I don't know
horny.
What that says about me.
No, I'm horny, but I've never been the one with the higher. I mean, yeah. I've never.
You've probably just
yeah,
dated
I've never
guys
been the one with
had,
the higher sex drive.
You've probably just dated, like, your ex yeah. specifically, like, had a really high, like you have a high yeah. sex drive, but he had like a crazy sex drive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so yeah. Just, my, this is like kind of TMI, but like whatever. I might have talked about this on the show before. My ex-boyfriend.
Right into it.
Like,
today.
You know, like, well, you know, most men, oh. like, they like, did you just like, hit your head on that?
Maybe.
This is why we need to change it. Yeah. This needs to be a little lower. These need to be moved over.
Yeah,
guys,
one of you came for us.
I'm having, yeah. What? Shout out to the girl who's like a graphic designer that DM me on Instagram was like, sorry, your setup is shit.
We're redoing the whole thing.
We're fixing it. Okay.
Fix it
you
now.
Sparked something in me. Anyways, you know how like most men you have sex with and you know they're like, you know, you're in it, whatever, once they come, like that's it in terms of like them coming again. Like some men are fucking soldiers and like they'll keep going to make sure that you come, but like most of the time when a man comes, like he comes once and like he's done.
That's the end.
That's
of
the
it.
End of it. My not ex they. Was able to come like 4-5 times in a row. Like, I would be like, we're done. Like, really?
Yeah, sometimes 3 times.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
But. Like, he was like, wow. He come like fucking 5 times in a row. And he told me, like, when he like jerks off on his own, like, he was able to go like even longer. I was like, that is fucking unheard. For a man, that is crazy. For a man. I've like.
No, it is crazy.
I've had like men that have made me come twice. The most I've came with like a man is like twice in a row. The most on like my own is like maybe like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5. But like this, like for a man to come that many times, that's insane.
Yeah, no,
but anyways,
crazy.
The point is, how did we is get that
here?
What?
How did we get here?
Like, but we're talking about being lazy.
I be coming.
We're talking about. Yeah. We're talking about. I'm coming for those tits. We're talking about. Weren't we talking about tits? Were we talking about
tits? You know what? I actually asked.
Were we talking about tits?
Me,
wait, how did I get here?
Me, Workbay, and my roommate were talking recently about how, this is strange, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that us three were talking about this, but we were like, ideally, how many times do you like to fuck in a week? And Ryan, in all seriousness, was like 14 times minimum in a week. She was
twice so, a day?
She was so serious, too. She was like, if I'm dating someone, like, we're fucking 14 times a week.
Oh,
like,
my
she had
God.
That, she came with that number quick. Like, she was
wait,
ready.
Wait, did you... See her TikTok, was it yesterday? I think she was just like lip singing that like old Iggy Azalea song. It's like, oh, like I knew you were bad news from the faded hair and the tattoos or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, you gotta go look at her TikTok because she posted like a video lip syncing and it literally looked like she was fucking singing it to her ex-boyfriend because the lyrics of the song align with him perfectly. And I was like, I looked at it, I wanted to come in and be like, purr.
Yeah,
like,
and she's so hot.
She's hot. Anyways, hot. I don't know how we got to this point. Toxic thing of the week.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking when we started the episode that we usually like we'll discuss that prior. Like, oh, what's your thing this week? And I didn't really think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh my
right
God,
now.
We didn't discuss toxic thing of the week.
I kind of had a fuzzy idea of what mine might be. So
okay.
If you have one or
I don't know. I got to think, honestly. What's yours?
Take it over. Well... So like I said, I went to Florida this weekend with my dad. And
I don't know how we got into, now I'm really thinking, how did we get into tits?
It doesn't matter. We need to talk about tits. Like, it needed to be.
Oh my God, because I was talking about my boyfriend going on a bachelor's trip and him being like, we could have gone to Vegas at least and done something fun. And then I was like, oh yeah, so you could have strippers' tits in front of your face.
Yeah.
And then I made the joke. Anyways, that's how we got there.
Yeah.
rewinding. Yeah, he's going on a boy's bachelor trip. Ugh, hate it, but whatever. He's going with a good group of guys. So
yeah, it's all about the group. It's all about the group. I don't mind a boys' night. It just depends what boys.
Yeah.
Like, right. You know? Anyways. Same with like when girls go out with other. Anyways. Right. Okay. Toxing the
on
week.
On point.
Back to the point. My dad had a trip booked this weekend to go to the Florida Keys. And 2 days before, I was like, what do you mean you're going without me? Like, you can't do that, dad. Like, I'm unemployed. Like, get me on the fucking flight. So I crashed. I went with him. And he was going for his best friend's daughter's wedding, who I haven't seen since I was probably 9. But I crashed that
shit. Wedding.
I don't give a shit. I'm in that bitch. So Friday night, we arrive. Me and Craig get absolutely hammered, as you do. We were
as
at like a Jimmy B's type of place. We were at, it was giving very
I
much St. Pete.
I love a little like beach shack.
We love Florida. You know? Like, let me just tell you right now, I will defend Florida till the day I die.
And I love, like, just a few days. Doesn't even have to be a full
just
week.
Just a few days.
Just a few days.
It will always
you embrace
do the trick.
Yeah. Republican core.
No, I was giving
and
Republican
with your life.
Core. Yeah. Republican cunt.
Right.
I was like kicking it with the Republicans this weekend and like slaying, quite frankly. I was really humbling them. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So we got hammered Friday night, just me and my dad, as you do. And then Saturday was the wedding. I had no idea what to expect. Like, I was just like, I don't really know these people. Like, I met them like twice when I was like 9. Like, I don't know what's going on. We get there, you know, we're just hanging out with my dad's friends. So I ended up hanging out with these 5 65-year-old men that day and Sunday. We were inseparable.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you were going
for a wedding.
Well, no, I knew that you were going for the wedding, but I didn't realize you specifically were actually going to go to the wedding. I thought Craig was just going to go and you
Me
were just
too.
There for the
I
hang.
I didn't know really what we were doing.
Oh, really?
I thought maybe that was the case, but then he asked his friend and he's like, oh, of course Lily can come. It was a really small wedding. It was probably like 60 people, 50 people. But anyway, I get there and I meet this group of guys, you know, 65-year-old guys. My dad hasn't seen them in 20 years. And, you know, they're reminiscing and telling the craziest stories, putting us to shame. Like, putting us to shame.
Get them on the podcast.
No, what do you think I said to them? I was like,
get on my fucking show.
The
podcast.
They were unbelievable. And I'm just absolutely kicking it with these men. We're rolling joints. We're, you know, drinking beers. I'm like, this is exactly what I fucking needed this weekend. I was like, I just need Christina and we're lit. Like, I was thriving.
I need a blunt. I need a beer. No, I need a shot and 65-year-old men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was incredible. All Republican, like, love it.
Right.
So they were giving. So my toxic thing, though, is my dad has this thing where when we're hanging out with like his old guy friends, he introduces me as his liberal New York City daughter. He's like, this is my liberal New York City daughter. Do not fuck with her. And I'm like, Dad, that's a really aggressive way to introduce me.
Don't walk up to the daughter and start inviting her to the Trump rallies.
I think he is protecting me in a way by doing that. But I'm like, Dad, it's not necessary.
Like, it's fine. I can protect my.
It's really. He loves to do
dad
it.
Dad instinct.
No, he loves to do it. So then it opens up the door, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to these men. Like, they were being very respectful. But I was just getting a lot of questions about, like, the LGBTQ community. Things I'm like, you could Google that. Like,
no
you could Google
way.
That. But they weren't hateful at all. They were,
they
like,
were just,
curious.
Like, trying to actually understand.
Yeah, and it was just like a, I just, you know, you're so out of touch. We're in this New York City bubble. Like, you know, we hear about the Trumpies and, like, whatever.
That is so true. Even, like, when I go home to Long Island sometimes, like, my parents are very in touch because they're my parents.
Right.
But like my aunts and uncles and stuff,
it's like they just know
no fucking
nothing.
Clue.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And these guys specifically, they all were explaining to me. We got really into it. Obviously, we're like fucked up. They none of them like Trump, but they're definitely like, you know, older guys and like, you know, a little bit more conservative, but they're not like Trumpies though.
Yeah,
so they were open to having conversations with me.
They weren't like shutting down.
No, not at all. They were actually really coming from a place where they were really trying to understand, especially like two of them.
That's good.
But like we were just keeking. Like I was like scrolling on TikTok with them. I'm like this is my favorite trans queen. If you need to like understand it, just follow her on TikTok. You'll get it. And they're just like sitting there like this is a lot.
lot to take in.
So I guess my toxic thing of the week was I was just in the Keys this weekend trying to get everyone to be woke. You know,
right.
Like, I was just like, hello, everyone, wake up. Like, we're
come
the girls
to serve
gang.
A purpose.
Yeah. Like, hello, are there any gays here? No. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'm just going to make do with what I have. And it
the
was
gays
fun.
Are not in the building.
They are not in the building. And then we would just get like, so like on Sunday, we were just smoking joints by the pool and just getting so hot. These 65-year-old men, like I just met them. And we're just having these deep ass conversations about like, I think I got through to some of them.
That's
though.
Like wild though, when like you meet a complete stranger and then somehow you guys fall into like an insanely deep conversation.
Yeah. It started so surface level. And then.
Well, I mean, not a stranger, but technically when I met your mom for the very first time ever, it was at that bar drunk. I remember I completely confided. Yes, I completely confided in Sandy about my breakup of 4 years. She turned into a therapist right away. Never met her. Me and Lily weren't even that close at that point either. We were just like buddies, like pals.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I get that from my mom. I do have this habit of like cracking people when I meet them. I'm like, where'd you grow up? Oh, that must have been tough. Like, how were your seriously. I have such a bad habit of it, but then I get really close with people really quickly because they just like trauma dump on me, but I'm obsessed. I love a trauma dumper. Like if you meet me, trauma dump, please. Yeah, I want to hear it. I will give you advice. But it was a beautiful weekend of really bringing people together. I really
bringing the two sides.
I was doing God's work.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, that was my thing. I don't know. It was just funny.
No, it was great.
I just kept wishing like you and Jeff were there because I was just like, the way they were just like fascinated. They were like, they make videos. That's incredible. Their makeup's incredible.
They would have thought like, Jeff was a mythical creature.
No, yes. Well, Jeff is really what like, he like changes people's minds. Like I swear my dad was never like anti-gay, but he sometimes had a
didn't understand everything.
You can't understand something you're not around. So like the second I started hanging out with a lot of gay guys in high school and stuff, my dad was like, oh, lit. Like no big deal at all. But like you just can't really understand something unless that's where the lack of compassion is with the whole like I'm an activist, I'm woke, but like I'm always willing to have a conversation with people. Like,
yeah.
As long as you're not like a Trumpy. If you're willing to like talk to me.
Yeah, there's like the difference between like not knowing, you know, what the fuck. Oh, you definitely got to tighten that. Why it keeps falling?
Oh, this one.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Oh my God, I see her like trying to like wiggle. No, I know. I keep seeing you wiggle it and I saw it slowly falling. Anyways, there's what I was going to say is that there's a difference between like not really knowing much and like not giving a fuck and just being like kind of
there's being ignorant and then there's a hateful person.
Yes.
And none of these people were hateful. They were just ignorant. There's no other way to say it. Like they were ignorant. And
yeah, exactly. You had to like get through to them a little bit to be like, hey.
Have you heard about the big Budweiser thing going on? They did like a campaign with a trans woman and they did like the rainbow bottle. I barely saw anything about it, but that's how it all came up because these fucking Republicans are not having it.
Wait, what's it? Were they like, wait a minute. Okay, I didn't see this, but I think I might have heard about it. Was it like people were like really fucking like Republican ass, like conservative people were like, no, beer's gay or like something like that.
And Budweiser lost, I don't remember the amount, but they lost a lot of money. Like they, cause their main fucking customer is Southern Republicans.
You know what, how I remember, now this is coming back to me. So I went to a comedy show at The Stand the other night with Paige and actually one of the comics made a joke about the Budweiser thing, like in a positive,
it's a big thing.
Well, he actually like, it was like pretty funny. He was like, yeah, I'm sure you guys heard about like the Budweiser thing going on. He goes, yeah, it's pretty ironic because honestly, beer, in my opinion, is like one of the most gay things you could think of. Like, what do you do when you drink a beer? You go to your boy's house, you rally up a group of men, and you're all chugging beers together with the bros. He's like,
I love when they like spin the narrative. Like, I love when people talk about like that or like making like sports or like football is so gay. Like, you're slapping each other's asses. We're naked in the locker room. Like, yeah, I think that's so funny. But that was kind of how it all came up. So if you don't know about that, look it up on TikTok.
I just got a Venmo $5 from my boyfriend. Test.
Like, send more.
I should send it back to him and be like, not enough.
Yeah, like, okay, let's put 2 5-0s after that.
Not enough.
Like, yeah.
Meanwhile, yesterday, I'm like telling Lily I got like he sent me like a shit ton of money through Venmo. It was like, it was stupid. He had to send me like a bunch of money for something. And he put the note as coffee. Yeah. It was like an absurd amount. Yeah, it's like thousands of dollars. And he was like, coffee.
Yeah. grab yourself a little coffee.
Grab yourself a little treat.
Like, you know who sent me money last week? I woke up to a text last week from Hannah. She sent me $10 and was like, get yourself breakfast and a coffee. I was like, Hannah, this is why I missed you, bitch. Like,
did you see? I'm trying to fix my card and it's half working and half not. I don't get it. Okay, well, I got your test, so yeah, whatever. Like, he knows we're recording right now. Stop texting me.
Be like, it didn't work. I think if you try to send, like, more.
Yeah, I think it'll work if you send, like, a little bit more, you know? No, I was cracking up when I was like, oh, yeah, I meant to text you guys the other week, like, to Hannah and Iman and all that. You guys know we, like, rekindled our friendship with them. XOXO.
Rekindled for besties.
You know that I, like, sent that text and I was like, I forgot to text you guys. This was a year ago today, and I didn't know if Iman and Hannah were gonna put the dots together that the photo I sent of Iman laying in the street was from the day of the breakup party.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about the breakup party on here, right?
Yeah, we touched on it.
Anyways, moving swiftly along.
I got thrown a breakup party that I didn't ask for.
Yeah. We're very past it now, but it's funny now. I didn't know if they knew it was going to be from that night.
Oh, they knew.
Oh, they know. Iman was like, what did Iman say?
Dude, they remember everything. Oh, yeah. The time.
Iman was like, Christina always has the receipts or something. And I was like, I do, but like, it's accidental. Like,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I send the phone away and he goes, oh, no. Intensely recall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's right. Because then they made the joke about the pickleback shot. And then Hannah was like, Christina always has receipts. And I said, I never delete anything. It's not like, oh, I need the receipts thing. I'm just lazy. Which is so true. I have receipts for everything.
Everything.
But it's not like, I need these just in case something comes up in the feed. It's just like, I just never delete my camera roll. Lily knows that. I attempted to clear out some of my camera roll when I was coming home from Madrid on my 8-hour flight.
Yeah, that's what I did on my flight.
That whole fucking flight, like doing a big camera roll clean out, cleared out a lot.
No, but you're weird still because so much like you'll there. Be telling a story about something and you're like, oh, it'll be like a story from 7 years ago. Like, I'm not joking. And she'll be like, let me show you. And like within 3 seconds, the photo is up on her phone.
Well, because I just, like, I remember, like, the time period.
You're like, that was October of 2017, period. Like,
yeah, and then I just, like, do a little scrolly, and I find it.
And boom,
every time.
We're there.
But
what's yes, your I'm toxic? Crazy. Do you have a toxic thing?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, back to me.
me.
I don't know. What is my toxic thing of the week? I don't know. Did I do anything toxic this week? You're like, gone.
Skip me.
Yeah. So rude of you.
You almost flew to Miami yesterday. That's true.
I did almost fly to Miami. Good thing I didn't because, it was not worth it for it was almost $300 round trip, which would have been fine if I was staying longer than 12 hours.
It would have been a 12-hour excursion.
Yeah, but.
To meet me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, not like toxic, but I was feeling inspired this week and I went to, like I said earlier, I went to the comedy club and I literally, I'll say this is my toxic thing of the week. You know Paige, Miss Paige, she's. Well, no, I got like the toxic thing of the week, honestly, is that I just got drunk on a Sunday night at a comedy club. Not my best. But, you know, Paige, Miss Paige Sikorsky, love her. She's a grandma. She's in bed by like 8 p.m.
She sure is.
Like, you know, she's
she
up
doesn't
at
look
six.
Like it if you follow her on Instagram, though. Like, she looks like a party princess.
I know she does. I mean, she has her moment. Like when she goes out, don't she goes deceived. Out.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know, but like during the week, like she's like, you know, routine at 8 p.m. in bed by 9. God. Like, you know, whatever. But anyways,
she's so much better than I am in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
I'm right. A mess. Yeah,
but she, what's it called? Lily was out of town, and I was feeling inspired. I'll talk to you guys more about it one day. But basically, sorry, I almost just burped. I did one of those weird inhale burps.
Yum.
Yeah, yummy. Anyways, I was feeling inspired last week because I had like a little discussion with my manager and his assistant and whatever. And long story short, I think I'm going to start doing stand up soon. You guys
she
know
said what she said.
I did. Oh, my God. We'll get into it at another time. I don't want to talk too much about it. But anyways.
I've only told a few people, yeah. I think.
Oh, no, I've been telling everybody because I'm like. Me too. Because I'm like, when I actually like get my set fully together, I want
you have
to invite. Well, I want to have everybody over like at my apartment and I want to perform it in front of everybody. And like, I want you guys to bring like strangers too. Like if you have like friends that I've never met before,
I'll bring the
bring
fucking
them.
Randoms.
Because I want like really like genuine reactions to see if it will do good or what I need to work
on. Oh, I'll be honest with you. Christine, I am not letting you get on that stage and embarrass us.
Exactly. So, but the point is that because I am like getting into that again. You guys know, or maybe you don't know if you're new here, this is from a long time ago, but back in 2018, 2019, I toured both summers fully around the US and Canada. It was like half talk show, half comedy show, yeah, sort of thing. So
what a time. What a time
to be alive. Never forget the No Filter tour and the Mind Your Business tour. But so I was feeling inspired and I was like, I want to go to a comedy show. And so I hit up Paige and she knew that I was like feeling like pretty down bad the past week. Like I, me and Lily said, we have just like not been good mentally.
Flop
and she knew
era.
This. And so I was able to convince Paige's grandma ass to come out with me at like 10:30 p.m. on a Sunday night.
Wow, Paige.
To the comedy club to nice. See this show with me. Yeah. And she literally said, she was like, when I showed up, she was like, there is only one person in this world that I would be like, that yeah. I would agree to being dragged yeah. out on a Sunday night to a comedy show.
Period.
For.
Was there any comedians that we know or no?
This, okay, there was this one girl actually.
They always look so familiar and you're like, who the fuck?
Well, no, I recognized her from TikTok. I didn't know that she was a stand-up comedian though, but I recognized her from TikTok. Honestly, her set was okay. It wasn't my favorite, but it was all right. There was this one like Spanish guy who was hilarious. He was amazing. I forget what his name was. There was like three guys that were really good. The one girl was like all right, and then there were like two guys that just like absolutely sucked. Yeah, but honestly, when you go fun. To these comedy shows, like you're gonna see people that are awesome, and you're going to see people that are
sometimes you
terrible.
Get a full set of terrible people.
Yeah,
it happened to me and David a few weeks ago. And
we really? Like, oh, yeah. God, sometimes yeah. all of them just fucking suck.
We
but
had
like
one guy that was so offensive, we almost got up and left. And like really? I can take a fucking joke. This guy was. Bad.
Yeah, I know, like sometimes like they make
bad.
Like offensive like jokes and everything,
yeah.
but like
yeah,
at
that's
a
fine.
At a normal level.
Yeah, no, this guy you know? Was like everyone was like looking around like, is this happening?
Yeah, there was like, this one guy actually that performed this week. He was making like a few it was the guy that made the joke about the Budweiser thing, mm-hmm. which he did though. He made like some good jokes, but then he made some really questionable ones and we were like
like
I don't
if
know.
You are the minority, like if you're an Asian guy and you're making Asian jokes, go off.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a black guy making jokes, whatever, like that's fine. But you can't, you got to be so careful if you're
yeah.
not in that category. Like if
yeah.
you're a straight man making jokes about gay guys, careful now. Careful
yeah.
Now, careful
like yeah. So I don't know, but he was all right. But yeah, so it was, some of it was good, some of it was bad. But I personally, we went to the Stand. The Stand is my absolute favorite comedy club in the city. I've been to all of them. The only one I was like looking it up to see what comedy clubs are in Williamsburg. Literally, we have like right over here the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been.
It's called like Old Man something, but they basically, their Instagram is Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Yeah, I haven't been.
Yeah, it's right on Bedford.
We should go soon.
Yeah, we should totally go. They do like, during the week, they do what The Stand does, which is $10 shows, no drink minimum.
Wow.
So you could go and yeah. you could $10 for the show and not see anything else. Why am I getting so many Minneapolis?
I like put you in a spam call list.
What is going on? I've been getting like all these like weird ass calls in Minneapolis. Sorry. Anyways, long story short, toxic thing of the week was that I dragged her out to go see a comedy show and we actually got pretty fucking drunk. We
yeah.
only had two drinks, but they were really strong.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So they like pretty much fucked us up. But anyways, yeah. I'm like, now I'm like, what the fuck? Only because I think, I don't know if Kareem's, my boyfriend's number is still a Minneapolis number. No, it's not. Okay. Because I was like, Minneapolis, who do I know that lives in Minneapolis?
It's spam.
100%. But I haven't been getting a lot of spam recently, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, whatever.
I bet it is. Okay, time for G&T. If you know, you know. It's G&T. Our pop culture little segment that I'm obsessed with. We started it like,
two
episodes ago? I'm loving it.
Yeah, we've been loving it. We hope that you guys are too.
I'm a pop culture slut, so I'm here for it.
We love talking a little shit.
Oh, love it. We're going to talk about Sophia Richie's wedding, obviously.
Guys, this is the number one thing this week.
It's probably one of the best celebrity weddings that's happened in a long time.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody's saying. They're like, this is the wedding.
Yeah, it's the wedding.
The wedding.
For like endless reasons that we'll get into. I really hadn't paid much attention to Sophia Richie because like I don't care about really any of those people. Like they're whatever. But her husband, which we'll talk about him, I guess that makes sense first. Elliot Grange, is that his last name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I Googled, we were like starting the episode and I was like, wait, who is he?
Yeah, no fucking clue who he is.
Well, you're about to find out.
His username on Instagram is literally just at Elliot. He has a penguin photo.
Oh my God, his, my favorite. Yeah,
we were like talking about, everyone's talking about his Instagram right now because his profile picture is a penguin. He has like 70 million followers and only follows two people, zero posts. Sounds like my type of man.
How does he have 70 million followers though?
Well, what does he do? We're going to find out who the fuck he is.
Oh, okay. So he's a British record executive. He is the founder and CEO of 10K Projects, which is an independent record label. And he works with hip hop and rap artists, including Trippie Redd, 6ix9ine, Ian Dior, and more. I know he works with someone else that's really big, though. I remember I saw that on TikTok.
I recognize the name. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Trippie Redd's really big. And... Oh, he's the son. Oh, well, this makes a lot more sense. He's the son of Universal Music Group executive Lucian Grange.
Oh.
So he's a Nepo baby. She's a Nepo baby.
Getting married.
Ah, perfect, 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 perfect.
She is the greatest Nepo baby.
Oh, she is the Nepo baby.
Like, oh, yeah.
She, yeah, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah. So they got married this weekend in the south of France in Antibes. I forget if I'm pronouncing it right. I literally went there and I still don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you went there.
We stayed in Nice, but we went to Antibes. We did, I can't even
Antibes?
Tell you.
Antibes? No, it's Antibes.
I'm pretty sure it's Antibes.
No, I think you're right. And then they got married at Eden Rock.
Yeah, they got married at the Eden Rock, which is like a very famous, gorgeous hotel in the south of France. They rented, I didn't write this on here, they rented out the entire hotel for the weekend for like the guests to stay at and like, yeah.
They just said, no, we'll take the whole thing.
It was easily like a multi-million dollar wedding.
Oh, millions easily. And millions. And I can't even imagine. Like they probably flew everyone out. Like they probably had jets going. Oh. Like, can you even imagine?
100%. So yeah, it was just like the most elegant yet extravagant wedding of the century.
It's a good way to put it.
It's because, giving elegance.
Yeah, because it is extravagant and it's like $1 billion wedding. But
in like the most classic.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was over the top, but it also wasn't. Like it wasn't obnoxious.
No, not at all.
And Sophia's, all her looks were custom Chanel.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Well, I knew the veil was custom Chanel.
Yeah, everything. Oh. Everything, her rehearsal dinner, her reception, her everything was custom Chanel.
Did you I watched a TikTok the other day, like the deep dive into her wedding veil, because this woman was like,
oh, I know, I watched it.
Yeah,
too.
It was like I think this is gonna be like the next trend.
Yeah,
the
bridal trend.
Love it.
It was like a dewdrop type of veil, diamonds coming off of it. It was gorgeous, and you really just don't see that. So,
oh my gosh,
I liked her dress, but I liked her reception dress even more, the mini one. It was just beautiful.
Oh, the mini reception dress, so classic Chanel. I thought I wasn't really like, I don't know. Her wedding dress, I loved her wedding dress because the high neck.
You know, it's timeless.
I love a high neck. Yeah, I just like, everything looked so like, and she like explained, I saw a video of her saying like she was doing like very like clean and timeless makeup.
Yeah,
through the entire thing, because she doesn't want to like look back at her wedding photos and it'd be like crazy.
She looked like, honestly, she really only had like a nice little face makeup, barely any eye makeup.
Her hair was tucked in a bun.
Couldn't be me. I would look literally terrifying.
I would look like a potato.
Yeah, like an actual potato. Yeah. But go off then. I'll never be on that trend. Like, you'll never catch me on that trend. But yeah, she looked, her hair and makeup were just timeless. And same with all the looks as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it honestly all looked to me like vintage Chanel, but it was all like custom. What's the word I'm looking for? Like,
custom made?
No, like atelier. You know when they like, is it atelier?
Maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not that cultured in it. That is years of fashion school out the window.
Yeah, out the fucking
Anyways,
window.
In more important news about the wedding, Octopussy was at the wedding.
Octopussy's at the wedding. He's in the family, bitch.
Yeah, I forgot. I think he's like the cousin.
He's the cousin of Elliot.
Is he Elliot's cousin? I know he was like the cousin of somebody. Type in like how Octopussy is like related to Sophia Richie. Because I remember when he started blowing up on TikTok.
He started posting with her.
And
randomly.
Then he started posting with her and everyone was like, is that Sophia Richie?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? So,
people are saying they're friends, but I know that they're more.
No, he's like cousins with somebody on her husband's side of the family.
Damn, she converted to Judaism. Go off, queen.
Yeah, I saw that he was like, he had like the get up. I don't know what it's called.
The get up.
That's probably so disrespectful. I am so sorry. But the like the hat and the yarmulke. Like the yes, yarmulke. And like, what's the scarf called?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. You. I don't know. But anything. Whatever. But I saw that. Yeah, I don't know what their relation. It's not coming up. Nothing's coming up.
Oh, wait. There's a Reddit. Oh, there's a Reddit chain.
Oh, hold on a second. Reddit always knows.
Brrr. No girls that went to USC with him and he's been a social climber. What?
Brrr. No. Nope, that's not it.
Get, just cut this. Hold on. I need okay. to
cut. So, figured it we're out. Back. We, yeah, this might be the answer.
Yes, it definitely is because it sounds right. I know I saw okay. TikTok about this. He, okay, Octopussy Jake is Elliot's sister. So, Sophia's husband.
Sister.
His sister is best friends with him. So he met Sophia, obviously, like, probably just at, like, family gatherings and stuff. Yeah. And then he blew up on TikTok and, you know, probably yeah. just huh. became good pals. Now they seem to
Why
be pretty good
friends.
Why did
I think he was, like, the cousin of somebody? I don't
No, people know. Thought he was, I remember. And then it got cleared up because okay. he's not blood related.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's that. That was the number one thing, Octopussy Slay. Or I don't know why I'm calling him Octopussy. His username is Octopus Lover.
Yeah, Octopussy.
Octopussy. I don't well, he know does Pussy PSA. Care. So
Pussy PSA. If I saw him in public, I would just start yelling that.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Yeah.
What else is here? Oh, yeah. That everybody has been like discussing her transformation.
Oh, my God.
Like, people are like, I mean, she had one of the most epic glow ups. She went from dating Justin Bieber to Scott Disick and was in this like weird Kardashian glamour era, which is like not.
Never tasteful. Like,
yeah, it's not tasteful.
Ever.
And then she went to Elliot and now she got that old well, money then, and then she is just classy. Like
she just shut up for a while like she just was like I'm oh, just gonna
she
be low-key
super under the radar for
yeah
a while.
And she just like classed it up a little bit
yeah
and now look at her having yeah. custom Chanel looks for her wedding
yeah like, she is giving
classy not doing that with Scott Disick.
Elegant and ooh yeah I keep seeing people put like videos of her with that the TikTok audio the song what the hell's the name of the ABBA song that's like money
oh yeah
must be funny in yeah. a rich man's world so like I keep seeing people put videos of her
she don't even need his money her dad is fucking Lionel Richie
yeah
so.
I know literally
who walked her Everyone's down the like, aisle and performed
I know I see so many people that have been talking about that being like they're like oh my god like she married like rich she's so lucky and no, they were like good. She did not need to marry rich though do you know who her fucking father is
yeah and then she's like modeled and done so many things on her own
yeah
like,
she's beautiful set. Oh beautiful. She's stunning
she's just like got that like simple classic look she's beautiful
she is meant like if you look at her like she definitely looks like she is meant for old money
yes
old money
she
glamour
has an old money nepo baby look
yeah like, old really money does. Nepo baby look
she's the it girl
yep
yeah she d- she is what the nepo baby should be and Hailey Bieber is the opposite yeah. I said what I said.
There are good nepo babies. There are bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, well, this isn't on here, but also, is it HBO or maybe Peacock or one of those networks announced their new show coming out called the Icon, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. basically, Johnny about. Depp's yeah. daughter is the lead role.
Yeah, Lily Rose Depp.
Yes. Interesting to see how she does in that. But so she looks like she's annoying. Playing like a sexy little yeah. pop star slut in it. And I love it. And I yeah. can't wait. Anyways, though, another thing for GNT. Coachella Weekend 2. We wanted to follow up with you guys because last episode we talked about Coachella Weekend 1. And we talked about how we were like, you know, Frank Ocean had a really questionable set last week. And we were like, oh,
is
like,
he okay?
Yeah, we're like curious to see what he's going to do for weekend two to like essentially make up for it. And he pulled out a weekend two.
Yeah,
so there's the update.
All.
We got so many DMs from you guys actually being like, LOL, like he's out. So, yeah,
such,
he pulled
such
out.
Mixed emotions because like I see a lot of Frank Ocean fans like defending him. And I'm like, no, it's fine if he like needed to pull out. I do just feel like a lot of people from a fan perspective, if I had tickets to that, how excited I would
if
be.
I spent, like, you know, fucking. Yeah,
people
we talked
were going
about the
just
pricing.
For him.
Yeah, we talked about, like, the, you know, the Coachella pricing. Like, yeah. The cheapest ticket was, like, $600. If I was paying $600 or more to see him and he pulled out, I would be pretty fucking pissed. You know,
people spent like thousands and thousands of, and like normal people, not just, it's not just influencers going. It's like normal people
who, this is like the highlight of their year. Yeah, like their life.
Some people, it's like they've been saving for years. So I just think it would have been nice if he like made a statement about it and like maybe just like.
He hasn't said anything yet?
No, not that I've seen. He doesn't like use social media or anything. Yeah. So, but like it would have been nice if he just like made a little statement about it and was like, you know, I really appreciate everyone, blah, blah, blah. Like, I have my reasons. I don't know. Like, it just was a little, just not caring. And I get it. Like, I'm not even mad at him for, canceling because, like, whatever is best for his mental health and whatever. But, like, also, you have, like, thousands of people. Yeah, like,
thousands of people
traveling the world. Like, there's people probably coming from all over the world. So, that was a bummer. But
yeah. So, he was replaced by Fred Again, Skrillex. And who is this person? Fortet. Fortet? Does that make sense? Yeah. Everybody? Yeah. So
they slayed it. It looked so fun.
Yeah. Like, I saw like a few people posting it. Did look really fun.
Yeah. Some people were talking shit though. They were like, they're not headliner material, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they're DJs. They're not going to fucking have dancers and like.
Wasn't there weren't?
And they were like filled in last minute.
I was going to say, wasn't another person supposed to replace him as headline first? I could have sworn like. Some other artist was going to take over his headline before that. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, aside from that, I didn't hear anything about
it. I would have done Blackpink two nights in a row.
Right.
That would have been my call.
Run it back again.
Run it back.
Again.
In your Airbnb.
Yeah, but I didn't really hear anything crazy about Coachella weekend two.
No, me either. I just know that Caitlyn Ray went. She rallied important. And went, which was very a important. Fucking choice.
Yeah. So that was that. Last thing in GNT, Taylor Swift's breakup, which we are a little late to. I don't know why we didn't discuss this in previous.
Well, I got a few tweets like just the other day that were like, why didn't you talk about the breakup
in
the episode? But I was like, I don't know. But
I don't know. We kind of just skimmed over it.
Obviously, everyone knows now that they broke up. But I guess the more recent tea is the stuff about her friends.
Yeah.
So her and Joe broke up. They were dated for like 7 years. Obviously, we don't know anything. Even if we think we know things, you know, you always have to remember. We absolutely
Who
know nothing.
Is Joe Alwyn?
He is a British actor.
Okay.
She met him at the Met Gala when her hair was bleached. When she was either still dating Calvin Harris or.
Oh.
I think it was that era.
Okay.
Like she just broke up with him, whatever. End of 1989. Joe Alwyn is a British actor. He's really not like that famous. Like I think she liked that about him. Like he was pretty low key. He ended up being in, you know, Normal People.
Oh, yeah.
So he wasn't in Normal People, but he was in that same author put out another book and another show called Conversations with Friends. That got pretty big. Okay. I watched it. It was all right. But yeah, he's been in some like big British films and stuff like that.
Okay.
There's another one that's pretty big. But yeah. Big in England, but not big here.
Yeah.
So they dated for 7 years. Nobody really knows why they broke up. I also think it's one of those things where everyone's acting like they just broke up. But you know how this goes, especially.
Oh, yeah. They been broken up.
They probably broke up a while ago.
Yep.
Like, I don't really remember the last time they were seen together. Oh, I do know. It was, I don't know. It was like a few months ago, though. So like God knows really when they broke up. It wasn't 2 weeks ago when it got announced. It was probably like 2 months ago.
Obviously, I went through that with my, you know, Mr. Boy Band. You guys know we broke up and we didn't announce that we broke up until almost a full year later.
And everyone thought you guys were together that entire time. And then when you announced
some
it, everyone thought
you
just
broke
up. Some
people had like little speculations like here and there. But a lot of people were like, oh, no, they just like can't see each other as often because it was during COVID.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, no, but whatever. But we officially announced it almost a year. I remember we announced it in like we broke up March of 2020. And I think we announced that we broke up. I think it was February of 2021. Because it was right after me and Martine broke up NYUBD the first time.
Yeah.
Remember we like dated for like literally 2 months. I broke up with him and then we got back together.
Yeah,
like,
I do
you know,
that.
It was during we like broke up for like 1 month and we announced it during that. I remember when we got back together, he was like, so I saw that you announced your breakup with your ex, which that was wild. I was dating a whole other man while the entire internet thought that I was still dating this
Crazy.
Other guy.
But that's how it goes. And like everyone needs to like remember that like just because you just hear something doesn't mean it even just happened. Like, it could have happened forever ago. We don't know why. Like, you just really, like, never know fucking anything. But yeah, nobody knows, like, why they broke up, obviously. Like, Taylor's the most private celebrity, I'd say, ever. So, like, nobody knows why they broke up. It's amazing it even leaked, to be honest. I think she just wanted people to know, though, so that she could just, like, be free.
Yeah.
Because, like you. Like, the reason you wanted people to know is because it just gets, like, old.
Yeah.
But
it's frustrating too if you want to start dating again.
Oh no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if she wants to go out and people are going to start wondering, like, whatever.
Is she cheating?
Right. Like, yeah. No. So Taylor, that was like 2 weeks ago, and her schedule right now is doing 3 shows in a row and then having like a week off and then doing another 3 shows. So on these weeks off, she's coming to New York. Maybe she's like recording here. I don't know what she's doing here.
Doesn't she have a place here?
She does, but she has a place in a lot of places. So I don't know why she keeps coming back to New York. Maybe like, that's what she did when she broke up with Calvin Harris. She
maybe like, she just likes New York.
Yeah, and her girlies are here. Like, right. Where her girlies are.
The real girlies are here.
Like, her best friends live here. Correct. So it does make sense. So when they broke up, she got dinner with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, if you know, like, those are her best friends. And then they leave the dinner and they unfollow Joe on Instagram. So that was like, everyone was like, oh, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, everyone kind of started to speculate a little bit. Then she gets lunch with Gigi Hadid, the Haim sisters, and Blake again, and then Gigi unfollowed Joe after. And then there was a few other ones, some people I wasn't as familiar with, also unfollowed Joe, like a ton of her friends. There's like a list going right now of how many people are unfollowing Joe. He still follows Taylor, and I think she doesn't follow anyone, but which is kind of funny. But
he follows her, she follows no one.
Yeah, like that's maybe like that was the relationship dynamic. Yeah. So I don't know what the tea, it's starting to make me think he did something. I don't feel like he cheated on her, but I feel like maybe he like threw a pissy fit after they broke up. You know, like he probably just didn't handle it well or like something like that, or he moved on really quickly. I don't know. He did something though, because if Gigi's unfollowing him, you know, Gigi's probably like, fuck him. Like,
fuck that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Gigi Hadid so much. But yeah.
I know. You know what? I love Gigi Hadid, and my love for her grew after I watched Next in Fashion on Netflix, show that she was on. Mm-hmm. I know those shows are very, like, you know, whatever, but, like, she, on the show, like, she just came across, like, so genuine and such, like, a ray of sunshine.
Dude, her and Bella are, like, a blessing to the industry. Like, yeah, they're Nepo babies, so, like, you know, whatever, right. But they truly are, like, blessings to the industry.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked with people who worked very closely with them and, like, stylists I've worked for, and they have nothing but good things to say. Like, they just seem, like, the best ever. But yeah, Gigi talks about Taylor in like every interview she does. She's like, I will fuck you up if you talk about Taylor. Like, she just like is a good friend. Like, you can just tell she's genuine. But
she is a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl, which is going to go ahead and bring us into today's topic. But oh my God, wait, it took us really long to get here.
You know, this is like on average what it's been every episode. We did take like a break for 2 seconds to figure out. What were we figuring out?
That's still not making me feel better.
Let me know why we took a fucking 5-minute break to figure out the relation between Sophia Richie and Octopus Lover.
I had to figure that out, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have stayed up, like, tossing and turning tonight if we didn't. So you're welcome, everyone.
100%.
But we'll jump right into it.
Okay, so today's episode, I lost my note for a sec. Yes, we're talking about girl code.
Girl code. Being girl a girl's code. Girl.
Yes.
Not girls supporting girls.
Yeah, so we girl code, the unwritten rules of being a girl. Yes, we always say on this show we are not girl supporting girls because some girls suck, but we are girls' girls.
Always.
There's a very big difference, and I think that's how we were going to start it off explaining the difference almost. So, like, how did that one girl put it that we were watching that TikTok video? I forget, but, like, I mean, for me, I always say that I'm not girl supporting girls because I feel like when I hear girl supporting girls, it means like girl supporting every single girl. And I just feel like not everyone is to be supported. I feel like some.
I think it's girls. It's always for me, girls supporting girls until I'm given a reason not to. Like, I'm not just going to like blindly support every woman. Like, some women suck. Like,
that's
why,
like, the term being a girl's girl is just so much better. It means like you support women and like you look after them, but like you look after other like girls' girls. Yeah. Like, you know,
if you have no reason not to like a girl, you should be nothing but friendly to her.
Yeah.
Like, why are you? I think the definition though was like, a girl's girl is someone who doesn't change the way they act when a guy enters the room. That's what I believe that girl on TikTok said. So it's like your energy towards other girls.
Said, you did that little experiment with fucking Work Bay. Yes, that was a very good example.
I was trying to explain to Work Bay the girl's girl thing. And it's really, I don't even blame them at all. Like, it is hard for a guy to understand because they're just like, why don't my girlfriends and my actual girlfriend and like my friends that are girls, why don't they get along? Like, I don't get it. Like, they just don't understand that like girls can read each other's energies so well. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this on the show before. Work Bay has a girl best friend who is the opposite of a girl's girl. And there's a few other girls I've met who like kind of feel the same way about her. And she's just like, she's one of those girls that literally out loud will say, I'm just one of the guys. Like, I like to hang out with the guys. And I was trying to explain to him like what that was and like why I knew that she was like that. And he wasn't grasping it. So I was like, all right, we're going to do an experiment today. We were walking around New York and I was like, when girls walk by, I'm going to smile at them. We'll see if they smile back, or I'm going to compliment them and we're going to see the energy that they give me back. And I'll literally be able to tell you if they're a girl's girl or not. So some of the girls, I'd be like, oh, I love your top. And they'd be like, oh my God, slay. Like, thank you so much. Or even just like a nice, genuine thank you, whatever. Yeah. And then some girls would just be like, thanks. Like, they would almost be like, it's weird that you just like said that to me. Like, it's literally just black and white. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, if you're warm to other girls or not.
Yeah, exactly. So the girls, girl code thing. Oh my God, I'm starting to lose it. Could you tell?
You were fine until now.
I was fine. We're like about to hit the 1 hour mark and I'm like, oh my God.
And I'm just picking up, so let's go.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, there was a point, this is very important, we were discussing this before, that there was a point where we were not necessarily girls.
I really, 100%.
And that's like when you're like, you know, you're not a girl's girl because you're feeling very insecure about other women.
Yeah.
And like, we're talking about, you know, when you're with the wrong person, it can almost make you like turn against women because you just constantly see them as like a threat rather than like support them, even if they're harmless.
100%.
You know?
I was so guilty of that in my last relationship. Yeah. Like, so bad.
Yeah, I've been guilty about that too. Like, if I'm like dating a guy that's like making me feel like insecure, maybe he's like following a lot of girls on Instagram, or like, you know, I'm like, I just like, no, he's like not my type or something. Mm-hmm. It just, instead of like celebrating women that are pretty, you like look at them and you're like, ooh, it's like a different demeanor. And it sucks. It's like terrible because who wants to be like that? You know?
No, yeah, 100%. I mean, I, in my last relationship, was with a guy I think I really struggled with, like, I want a guy to like me for me, but if, when a guy has like a certain type and you're not that, it's kind of hard to like get past it. And my ex was really into like the Madison Beers, Emily Ratajkowski, like these hot little petite perfect brunettes, you know? So I automatically, I automatically had like such resentment towards them. And then he had a few girlfriends in his friend group that he used to have feelings for, he like hooked up with once, and they were all literally like these perfect petite little brunettes. And I just was like, I'm just not that. Like, it's just not the category I'm falling in. So then I just became super resentful towards them. And I remember, like, I would just like, I just hated like hot women. Like, I couldn't even follow them on Instagram. It made me like so insecure.
Yeah.
And I'm just not like that at all anymore. I just don't look at other, like, I love these types of women now. Like, I enjoy like following them and like whatever, and like hearing their stories. Like, I just listened to like a podcast with Madison Beer. She was on Call Her Daddy. And it just, I was like, I can't believe I hated Madison Beer just because she was hot for like 3 years in my life. Like, that is such an embarrassing, like, insecure thing to like do. And I feel like it's people insane. Do it with celebrities, but then girls also do it with other girls in their life, so it's
it's just like insane how much like a man can like
make
you like feel that way. And it's also too, the thing is like most men don't actually date their type, like you ever see that? But still, it's like, I think it's like the way he goes about it. Like, a man could have a type, but like also I feel like you could sense from his energy if like maybe he has like like he typically goes for this, but like he really loves you and it's like all eyes on you. I don't know, I feel like there's an
energy. That's not how it felt,
like you could just like tell, like, I can't explain it, but whatever, you could just tell.
I always felt like that's like what he fantasized about, but then he like settled for me, like that was the energy that he gave me. When, like, I will say, Work Bay, his previous like girlfriends looked, they were like different ethnicities than me, like totally, but he was like, he makes it like, he reworded it, he's like, I didn't even know my type before I met you, like he makes me feel like really like you were what I was looking for and I didn't even know it, type of thing. So like that's really nice. But yeah, my ex did not. did not make me feel that way.
That's how it be. And that is why he is an ex.
Yeah.
Shout out. Anyways, we are basically going to just like go over the do's and the don'ts of being a girl's girl. And then we have like some like universal kind of ones. Some of these we were like kind of brainstorming on the couch, like the do's and the don'ts. Some we were like, you know, doing some research and being like, oh yeah, that is so true. And then also I posted a question box on my personal Instagram story last minute to be like, hey, what are some of your guys's like girl code like rules? And we'll read some of those. But yeah, we'll start it with the do's.
Quick question. Have you ever had a boyfriend who had like a girl best friend or girls that you didn't, you could not get along with, and it became like, no, I don't feel like you, I didn't either until Work Bay, really.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really never had a lot of issues with girls until, I don't have issues, but like.
Yeah, no, I know.
I never ran into like not feeling welcomed by girls until Work Bay, but he hangs out with like New York City cool girls. So yeah. They're like fucking bitches.
I hate that shit. No, yeah. I mean, my last boyfriend, absolutely not. You know him really well. Absolutely not.
I'm surprised he could even talk to us. He just was like, not good with girls. Like,
no, so absolutely not. Mr. Boy Band.
Because, like, you got along with all the other boys' girlfriends really well. So, like, that was fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, we got along really well. I mean, he would have, like, I wouldn't say they were, like, best friends. But, like, sometimes we'd be at a party and there'd be, like, other girls there that, like, we all knew by, like, affiliation. But, like, yeah. I wasn't really uncomfortable around them either.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I don't think so. And then my current boyfriend, no, not really. I mean, my current boyfriend has, like, a lot of girl friends, but like not like a girl best friend.
No,
and also not, he like doesn't actually like all his like friends that are girls, it's more like on like a like social media basis than it is like a I'm gonna meet up
he
with
doesn't
them,
literally
hang
like
out.
Hang out with them.
Yeah, the only friends that he hangs out with are like his like work buddies.
Okay.
And like the people that work at that bar that he goes to.
Okay. Well, it's nice.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess his like girl best friend would be considered that girl that works at the bar that I know, the one that I literally told you she just left the job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I've met her before. She's absolutely a girl's girl. Yeah. She is.
Then amazing.
Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had
an
issue with
it. It does not bother me if a boyfriend has. I don't care if he, like, one-on-one is getting dinner with the girl. Like, I literally don't care if she's nice to me.
Yeah.
Because if she's nice to me, then I really have nothing to worry about in my world.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm naive, but. Yeah.
Or I'm just really dumb.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
Yeah. We'll find out. But yeah, no. So, all right. So starting off with some of the do's that we wrote down, do have a welcoming energy towards other women. You wrote this one down.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I experienced this even before Work Bay, like just walking in a party. My ex was European and I always told him, like, I found the Irish girls and British girls were really welcoming. They were always like super girls girly, like, you know, on Love Island. They really are like that. Like, that is kind of their personality. But I found with American girls and stuff, like when you walk in a bar and you're like, you know, your boyfriend's introducing you, they're kind of like, who is this?
Yeah.
Or like, wait, how do you know her? Like, why is she here? Like, you know, they're not always like super welcoming. But I feel like if there's a new girl in the group, I'll go out of my way to make her comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, if I see her sitting by herself, I'm like, what do you do for a living?
Like, hey, who are you? Like,
so
what's going
easy.
On? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just the other day, what's it called? One of my boyfriend's like friends, him and his like girlfriend, I guess, like broke up for a sec and they got back together. I've never met her before, but she happened to be at, like the bar that we were at, and she was there, and my boyfriend like pulled me aside and he was like, oh yeah, that's like his girlfriend and everything. And she actually, before I was even able to go up to her, she came right up to me, was like, oh my god, hi, like I'm blah 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 blah, so nice to meet you, was like so welcoming. And I was like, oh my god, hey, like so great to see you, blah 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 blah.
It's so nice.
When they left, I was like, I'm sure I'll see you again, like, you know, let's hang, whatever.
Well, that's also it. It's like, okay, you know, we're gonna run into each other again, so just, it's gonna be awkward, like just be nice. Like, it's really not hard, but
exactly.
I think that's important with everyone, but especially girl on girl. Like, you have to be so welcome.
100%. And then we have, do support your friends' passions and hobbies. I hate, this honestly goes for like any friends, not just like, you know, girls. But like, I just hate a friend well, they wouldn't be a friend if they do this. Mm-hmm. But someone that just like shits on your passions and hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, common for us, especially if you're like a creative or something, that can be a huge thing.
Yeah, like you need to be fucking friends with and like support like their thing, unless it's like, you know, like something that's like detrimental to their health or whatever. But like in general, like if it's not fucking harming anyone, like just be a supportive person.
Yeah, 100%. And never be like bitter or jealous either. Yeah. You know?
This next one I feel really passionate about. Do be honest about how your friends look. This is like in person if they're going out to like the club or whatever. Also in photos. I was taking photos today for Paige helping her shoot content. And she was like, wanted to take some sitting photos. And she like sat down. I took like 3 photos and I was like, Paige, this is not it.
Yeah, no, you're like, really good for that.
Like, yeah, like you gotta be honest. Like, I need to be friends with girls that are gonna be so dead honest. They're gonna tell me if I look like shit. Yeah. Like,
that's why you and Ryan are the only people I send photos to, because you'll always tell me if I don't look good.
You need to be real as fuck. Yesterday on my Instagram story.
This is your toxic thing of the week. You tried being a fucking cool girl.
Oh, yeah. I tried so hard to be a cool girl. It did not work. I got called out so quick by Lily and Paige. Oh, my God. They were like, Christina, like, you know, I played Lily the voice memo from Paige, and Paige was like,
so funny.
Paige was like, Christina, I mean, the execution is there.
Yeah.
However, we need to change the entire outfit. Yeah. Like, you know, it was really funny. But you know what? That's good, because you need friends that are going
to
like.
I replied immediately and was like, Christina, this just isn't it. You have to take it off right now. Like, yeah.
Have you ever seen like, what's it called? Like that TikTok trend where a girl will be like, making my forehead like a little bit bigger, like in a photo to see if my friends notice, like if they lie to me about if I look good or not. And so they'll like take a photo of themselves and they'll like stretch their forehead or something and they'll send it to their friends and be like, what do you think of this photo? Do you like think that like I look nice in it? And see what the friends say. If the friends are like, oh my God, you look great. Or if the friends are like, girl, what the fuck is like up with your face?
You know
like,
what? I don't even need to do the test. I already know if I sent that to you, Ryan and Jeff, you guys would be like, Lily, are you okay?
I'd be like, I love you. We've got to calm down with the face app. Yeah. Like, we've got to calm down.
No, me and Ryan literally will say that to each other. I'm like, let's just like take the blur down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
To look like, at me and be like, Lily.
Little. Like, it's okay if you show up poor. Like, it's fine. I promise. Like,
I downloaded that shit and my life hasn't been the same ever since.
Face app is a very scary place. Anyways, do look out for them. This is in general at a bar. Also, I feel like the next one could be connected to this. Do look out for them in general or at a bar or anywhere. And then also do help another girl if she's too drunk.
Yeah, of course.
You always help a drunk sister.
I'll always get a girl out of a conversation at a bar. Like, even if it's a stranger. I always say his name, whatever. Workday recently went up, a girl was like ordering a drink and this old guy was like harassing her and he went up to her and pretended to be her boyfriend. Yeah, I was there. It was fine. Like, he was just like, babe, what are you doing? Like, let's go. It was this random girl. Yeah. And then I do it with Ryan. Some guy was like hitting on her the other night and I went up to them and I was like, she's here with me. So you need to like go. Like, I just acted like an annoying friend that was like ruining, like being a cock blocker or something.
You know what? That actually, was I with you? Was it that we were together and like this guy like came up to us like and walked us out of the subway station because there was a creepy guy in the subway that kept eyeing us?
I don't think you're with me.
I was with someone. My memory is
really bad though.
Yeah, like, this is obviously not like a girl supporting girls thing.
No,
or
but
a girl
still.
Thing. But it was a guy actually who, there was this really creepy guy in the subway and I was with maybe I was alone. I don't know. Anyways, there's a really creepy guy in the subway and like I could tell he was like, I was getting this vibe like that he was like trying to follow me or whatever. Yep. And I guess another guy who was like in his 20s, nice guy, like could sense that also. And so he was getting off at the same stop as me. And it looked like that guy that was kind of like stalking me was gonna get off at the stop with me also. And so the guy, like the 20 something year old guy, came like right up to me and he was like, hey, like, do you want me to like walk out with you? Like, I could tell that you were eyeing that guy and I was eyeing him the entire time too because he was giving you a weird look. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Yeah. Like, oh, that's so nice. Yes.
Yeah.
And so he walked me out and he was like, oh my God, like, have a good day. I was like, you too.
Dude, because you just never know. It's scary out here.
Yeah, I don't know why. That just like came to mind. I mean, just like in general, like creepy men, drunk or not, at nighttime, like, don't let your girlfriends walk home alone if it's like really fucking laid out. Like,
get your broke friend the Uber. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Like, it's fine. Like, help him out. do hype them up. This is easy. Also, do be a wing woman. Same thing, kind of.
No, you know? Hype them up.
Hype them up. Make your friends. Like, you need to comment on your friend's Instagram photo. Like, the Instagram photo in general, if they're going on a date, you hype them up. If they posted a cute picture on Instagram, you're commenting on it. I don't care what the comment is. Like, it needs to be set. Like,
I notice when you don't comment. And yeah. You always comment. But, like, I always comment. Second to last picture, you didn't comment. And I was like, do you hate me?
Really?
Are you going to block me? Or am I getting fired?
What was the photo?
It was stupid. It was like his photo dump. Like,
oh, I don't even remember. But see, that's perfect. Me. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. Even like it takes 2 seconds. Like, yeah. I'm like, if I see like Lily posted, I'm like, it takes me 2 seconds. Like, I go in the comment section.
Mommy.
And I'm like, mommy, bark, bark, like something, something, you know?
You know who does comments on everything for me now? Paige. She's really like, even my stories. Oh, yeah. She's like, slay mama. Like, yeah. Every day I'm like, same Paige. Like,
I told her thing now is the slay mama thing. And I'm like, oh. I like Paige. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh my God.
I can't do it. I can't get behind it.
That made me cackle the other day. Yeah. I texted Christina and I said, slay mama. She goes, not you too.
I go, not you.
Yeah.
No, there's only one person that could say this to me. And I'm still going to get enough. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeff could say it.
Who else?
Paige got it from Michael, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but Paige has been saying slay mama to me lately. And I'm like,
Paige, we got to shut it down.
Yeah. I can't. Paige, I love you if you're listening to this, because it's the first time that I'm telling you to shut it down. Shut it down. Anyways, do share period products. If I am in a public setting, yes, and a woman that I have no idea who she is comes up to me and says, I really need a tampon, I'm giving you my last tampon.
Yeah. You know that shoot I did kind of recently? Like, I was helping that stylist. It was like a month ago. Whatever.
Yes.
I did like a
yes,
shoot.
Yes, 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 yes.
One of the models bled. She was wearing a white robe and she got her period. I felt so bad for her, and like I looked over at her and like I literally saw there was blood on her robe, and I saw her like realize and panic.
Oh,
so
no.
I was like, come here, babe. And she came in the back. I didn't have a tampon, but I was like, you're like covered, so like get in the back and I will go ask every woman in this room right now if they have a tampon. I got that shit so fucking quick, but I was like, she needed that, like, or else she would have been in such an if I hadn't seen that, like, she could have been in such an uncomfortable situation.
Oh yeah,
like, some people just don't get it.
Me and Paige were at this like yoga event just the other day, and she literally like fully put her leg up on the sink and was like, could you check like my like leggings to see if I bled through at all? Like, that's such like a woman, a world, what's it called? A universal womanly experience. Yeah. Asking your friend to check you if you bled through your pants.
Pussy check.
Like, pussy check. Yeah. It was so funny. But anyway,
I'd be getting my phone down there. I'm like, what's happening?
Get all on in it. You want to know what's so funny? Is I was in my bathroom the other day and I like started to feel a little funny down there. And I was like, do I have BV again? But I was like, let me make sure it looks okay down there. My first thought was, I was like, I just got this mirror in a PR package. It's like the perfect pussy size mirror to just like check out your pussy. It's the one that's in my bathroom right now. You will see it. One side of it is a mirror. The other side has foundation on it because I also used it as my foundation
mixer,
like, mixer thing.
Period.
Multi-use. Anyways, that's the do's that we have written down. For the don'ts,
this is obvious.
Do not hook up with your friend's ex.
Don't hook up with your friend's fucking anything. I don't care if they fucked one time. Like, right. I don't, just stop. Like,
no.
There's many guys in the world.
Ex-boyfriends, ex-flings.
Yeah.
The only exception is if for some insane reason your friend is like all about it and is like,
yeah, well, obviously there's certain like, scenarios.
You know, but like, just common sense.
Do you remember the TikTok I made a few months ago where I was like, we never fight over boys because we always share our boyfriends. It was like when we were single for five minutes together. Because you were trying to get me to go for TikTok King.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like,
you know what though? Because me and him hooked up like once and I was like, we are just friends.
There
and
was nothing. Like it would have been funny. Like,
yeah.
Eskimo sisters.
Like, literally, we still haven't gotten our Eskimo sister moment. So it's kind of upset. One day. Bolting in. Full relationships.
One day.
One day. This kind of goes hand in hand with this. Don't have any crossovers of men.
Ever.
Yeah. Just, that's like, what are we doing? I feel like that's weird. Like, if I match with a guy on like Hinge and like I went on like a date or two with him and then you go on a date or two with them. Like, I feel like that crossover is just like kind of strange.
No, it's just strange. Like, again, like if you and your friends are silly goofy and you're doing it for the plot and like your friends really pushing you to go, like then it's funny. Like I remember when me and Workmate broke up, Ryan literally he was in a relationship, re-downloads Hinge, it's paused, and just goes through all the guys, and she like had me follow all these guys on Instagram and blah blah blah, and like literally guys she had already dated, fuck, like she was like, I don't give a shit, I don't care about these guys, like but it was funny.
And then don't bring another girl down over her appearance, even if it's like your ex's new girlfriend, you know.
I feel strongly, and I've tried to be a lot better about this. Yeah, I know. Obviously, like, we have our fucking moments.
You have your moments. Like, sometimes you're like, you know, just like, you know, obviously, if it's like an ex, you're all like bitter and shit, and you see that he's dating a new girl, and you're like, she's not even that cute. Yeah, like, you know, you have your bitter moments. Try, you know what?
Find something else to make fun of. Don't make fun of her appearance. Find
something else to make fun of, like, or even just like, you know, you could have your like moment where you're like, she's not even that cute. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Right. And you're like, you're not even that cute. It gets bad when you like start like nitpicking.
Yeah.
You're like,
like,
she's not even that cute. She's like a big ass nose.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like, if you start pointing out like, oh my God, she has so much acne, like, ew, like saying stuff like that.
Pointing out specific insecurities, that is some mean girl
I think behavior. Really, when it comes to like who your ex is with, or like if your situationship is with another girl, I think going after the girl in any capacity is always just the wrong move, and because it's always the guy's fault. Like, it's always like, my toxic thing of the week last week was about those girls that me and Work Bay broke up, and he like canoodled with this girl a little bit. I never knew her, we had no correlation, and then we ran into them and they were all like after me, but I was just like, okay, can you guys,
he was the one that fucked you over.
Yeah, like, I have no affiliation with you. Yeah, like, what? But, like, I had no affiliation with them. So I just feel like going after the girl is just never tasteful. Like, you're always going to come across super young and insecure. And it's, if anything, it made me kind of feel better. I was like, y'all are making me look so good right now.
Yeah, like, absolutely. No, you never come at the girl.
Yeah.
Don't change your personality around guys in the room.
This is number one for me.
Yeah, this is huge. I hate a bitch that fucking flips her personality. And you know what I also hate? I hate like a girl that like she'll like say it's like, you know, you and like another girlfriend at like a bar with a guy. I hate the girls that like try to like impress men by like putting their friend down.
Like, I love sports. She's really not into sports, yeah, but like I would go to a game with you sometimes.
Like, she like couldn't even throw a football. Yeah. Like, like,
or like, oh, you like, wear so you much makeup. Like, I don't really wear that much makeup.
Yeah, like why, if you need to bring another woman down to make yourself look better in front of a man, like, that's like,
and unfortunately, guys don't pick up on that stuff all the time. No. Because I don't even really blame them. They just don't, they might just think you're stating a fact, but like, in the meantime, you're just putting down this other girl. Yeah,
odds are too, like, you being like, oh my God, I love sports. Like, oh my God, she literally like couldn't watch sports if she tried. Like, that extra, like, you could have just, like,
just saying you like sports.
I like sports. You don't have to be like, she can, like, the only thing you're gonna get out of the guy is maybe like a in the moment, like, huh.
Yeah, it's not gonna do like anything. Like, if he wants you, he'll want you, and if he wants the other girl, he'll want the other girl. Yeah. Like, it's really I see a lot of girls though on TikTok talk about the fact that like there's no reason to have any guy friends, and like you should only hang out with girls. I don't know if you've seen that. That was kind of like
a thing. I don't necessarily believe in that.
I don't agree with that. And like, I did have a lot of guy friends in high school. They weren't like the douchey guys, but like, I've always had a lot of guy friends, and I still do get along with guys like so well, but like just as well as I get along with girls. Like, I am the same person. Like, I'm thinking
you're
about the
not
night,
like the girl that's like, oh my God, I
don't like with, turn it on.
I'm friends with guys because there's so much less drama.
They're way more drama, first of all. Like, they're always, even if you're not like romantically involved with any of them, they're always drama, like whatever. Yeah. But like, I just like guys a lot because they can be like really goofy. Like, that's always what I like about hanging out with a group of guys. I can't confide in them.
No. Like, I remember one time I tried to like confide in Luke when I was like going through my breakup in 2020. And basically he gave me like a damn that sucks. Like,
yeah, no, they like, literally suck.
Never talking to you again about this.
But I'm thinking about the night we went out with the East Villains, and just like, I literally would act the same around like them, like a group of guys yeah. I really barely knew.
Right.
Right. With as a group of girls. Mm-hmm. Like just, I'm just a silly, goofy gal. Like no matter who I'm around.
I just want to be silly.
With the boys.
I'm just want to be silly.
Yeah. So you just need to act the fucking same or you're going to embarrass yourself, sis.
Right. Like, so that's like kind of the list of do or don'ts, but we have just like some universal things, which is if you see a guy cheating on his girlfriend, you tell the girl.
No, you tell the girl. You
tell the girl.
This, again, oh my God, it always comes back to work. Like this is kind of, he didn't,
oh my God.
Whatever, this girl like saw him doing some shit and didn't tell me. And then now it's like going to be forever awkward between us because yeah. like, I know you did that. Like,
exactly.
Why would you not tell me? Like, I would have told you, bitch.
Yeah. Should be a thing too that's like even like, it, I would like go, if I saw a guy that like I knew like cheating on his girlfriend or something, I would go out to him and
I would
like,
go up to the guy for sure. Like,
that's fucked up. You need to tell her. Or, if you don't tell yeah. her, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to come clean first on your own so she could hear it from you.
That's what happened with her boyfriend and Work Bay. And
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Like, we told him, because the same thing happened, like, before Work Bay did something to me with her. We literally said that to him. We yeah. were like, if you don't tell her, we will. And then yeah. he did end up telling her, but, like, she doesn't know that we did have her back, like, through yeah. a lot of that shit. And, like, mm-hmm. I would, you know, call him out and yell at it, like, whatever. Yep. So, you got to do it.
Yeah. Siblings are off limits. I feel now, like this is just like
maybe no, I'm just kidding.
Now, Jimmy, no.
Christina, if your brother was a 10, like I'm sorry, like it's a fucking rap.
What's that one
your best move. Friend's brother? Nope. I really thought you were about to sing that song.
No, the movie Kissing Booth. She literally like yeah. starts fucking her best friend's brother.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I feel like it doesn't always end poorly.
Well, it depends.
Could be lit. We could be sisters.
Yeah, but like if that shit ends, like.
No, that's when it's bad.
Yeah, it's like when it's like obviously. Yeah. if you see, this is the last thing on our list, and then we're going to go through your Instagram DMs. If you see a girl's nudes in a guy's phone that he does not speak to anymore, if the guy doesn't speak to the girl, you delete the nudes.
I've asked all my boyfriends pretty early on in dating if they had anything in their phone that yeah. they shouldn't. Because I was just like, for so many reasons, get rid of that.
Get rid of it.
Like, ew.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I hate that shit. Ew.
Like, what?
Like, there's no reason why you need another if, especially if you're, like, dating. I've heard of, like, girls, like, before, like, asking their boyfriends to delete, like, their ex-girlfriend's nudes. And they're, like, all, like, defensive about it. Like, that's weirdo behavior.
That's super strange. And yeah. I hate that so much.
Hate it. All right, so let's go through some of your Instagram DMs. Let's see what the public thinks. I put on my Instagram story, I said, doing an episode on girl code today. Give us your best girl code rules. And then I said, what are the rules of girl code? Let's go through a few.
You guys popped off.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty good one. This is interesting because there's two takes with this, but like, I get this. She says, if you go out together, come back together. Like, if you go out with your girlfriends to, like, a club or a bar or something, like, you're going home together or, like don't let, at least, I guess, like, this could be, like, if one of your friends, like, really wants to go home with a guy, just, like, make sure she's, like, all good and make sure she, like, lets you know that she's, like, leaving the club
yeah.
with someone or that she's leaving the club, like, in general, like.
Oh, yeah. No, there needs to be, like, communication for sure. Like, I would be super, like, thrown off if we mm-hmm. went out and then you just disappeared. I think in some scenarios, like if it's like supposed to be a designated girls night, if it's like your birthday, something like that, yeah. like, dude, it's not the time to be going home yeah. with a guy. But I think no. if you're going out like on a dick hunt, like right. let her go. Like,
on the hunt for some dick.
On a dick crawl. Like it's gotta be
this
done.
Is interesting. This is playing into when we were talking about like the drunk, you know, like don't let a girl, you know, like help a girl if she's drunk, whatever. This says being drunk does not give a girl an excuse to break girl code.
Nope.
No. If you
being drunk get doesn't give to, you an excuse for anything.
Yeah, it doesn't give you an excuse. Yeah, if you're like, oh, I was so drunk and I accidentally made up with your ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Absolutely not.
You can be drunk and accidentally fall, but yeah. like, you no, bitch. Like,
yeah. Tell a girl if you see something malfunctioning in her outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. That oh my God. I've been in the like, girl's bathroom and I'm like, babe, like, let me tell that for you. Like,
actually, this is a lot. I just got like an influx of people that were bringing up the period thing.
Yeah.
That we kind of touched on before. Like, if you see a girl that bled through her pants, you better tell her.
Yeah, Jesus. I don't think I've ever seen a stranger bleed through their pants. I do have this terrible memory of being in middle school, eighth grade, white jeans, bleeding through.
Really?
And Jeremy came up to me, my best friend from
Jeremy. Home. Jeremy is a girl's girl.
No, Jeremy's a girl's girl.
Jeremy is a straight girl's girl.
He's so awkward, though. So he came up to me and he was like, I hate this, but you have blood all over your I was just like, yes, sir.
Like, how do I tell you this? This one's kind of interesting. She said, if one girl hates someone, we all hate them. Like, if I'm like, me and my ex broke up, like, you're not friends with my ex anymore. Only in, like, very rare situations.
No, period. You know, obviously my roommate.
Yeah, this is that. If she hates her ex, we all hate her ex.
No, exactly. Or, like, if a girl was really mean to me, like, let's say one of Paige's friends was just an absolute cunt to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not hanging out with them. Right. Like, you know?
No.
Like,
no. Absolutely not.
No. I feel like a lot of girls go through that in high school. Like, you know, when you're younger, like, it's hard because people are like, well, they're nice to me. I hate when people say that. I'm like, okay, well, they're not nice to me.
But they're not nice to me. Yeah. Like, they're assholes. Yeah. Don't share the information that we gossip about. That's between us.
Period.
Yeah, if we're like gossiping about, like, you know, we're doing a little kiki about like some personal stuff, or even if it's not that personal, it's like that stays between us. Yeah, you know,
the only person I don't mind if my girls tell their boyfriends, because I'm like, whatever, I know you're gonna, everyone tells their boyfriend everything.
This girl goes, no friendship is worth saving if she dropped you over a guy.
Yeah,
I said, and then she goes, I said what I said.
No, period. So true.
Period. This we were talking about before on the couch a little bit. If he's my crush and you're my friend, do not touch.
Yeah, and don't even if you like him, don't even tell me you like him. Just,
you don't have a crush on him.
Let it go. Move on. Like, find someone else.
Who had the crush first?
Yeah, like, find someone else, babe.
Who had the crush first? Oh, this is nice. Somebody said, I don't care about your girl code. I just want to know when I'm able to take you on a date. Shout out, Pinhead Alex 21.
Period.
Period. Unfortunately, never. I think we told you. Yeah, we did tell you guys in the last episode. We have that TikTok going viral again, and we found out like how it's going viral. Anyways, I'm still getting DMs from random guys.
Whatever happened to that account?
It's still up. It's still posting things.
What?
Yeah. I did realize, though, you know, I clicked on a few of their videos, and you know how like now when you click on a TikTok, you go to the comment section, it says like what people searched for after they saw that video. It says Gin Toxic Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
So people are like finding out that it's from us and going to research us. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I guess. And she has my Instagram in the bio. So I guess like people will go there and find the podcast.
Oh, I remember that. And I go, can you put my Instagram in the bio?
Like, oh, rude.
It really is rude.
Rude. A lot of people are saying, playing on like the... you know, the girl that was like, don't let your friend go home alone. A lot of people are saying, like, don't leave your friend alone at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, don't, like, just, like, ditch your friend at a bar. No. If, like, she's talking to someone, like, you know, step away. But, like, don't fully just, like, you know.
I always try to make sure, like, if I see a drunk girl, like, especially after, like, a concert or something where you're, like, kind of in, like, a weird, like, area or whatever. If I see, like, a drunk girl, like, alone, I'm like, can you get home safe? Like, I'll just say something like that just to make sure. Because you want a two-stop Uber, bitch? I got you. Like,
right.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is actually, this one's, like, kind of interesting. I don't really, us living in New York City can't relate to this as much anymore.
But
when you, like, drop one of your girlfriends off back at their house, like, you know.
Watch them walk in
their building.
I always notice when my Uber drivers do that here. Like, a lot don't, but some
of them do.
Will.
Yeah.
If it's really late.
Yep.
It's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your Uber driver a girl's girl or what?
Figure that out. Yeah. So many people are saying things with exes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like such an obvious one to me. But I feel like it's more like girlfriend, like, and like the energy they give you. Because like the ex thing is just obvious.
Yeah. Always check in with your friend when they're on a date with a new guy. That's kind of funny. But like, yeah, if my friend's like, I'm going on a date tonight, like if I know they're on their date, it's been like an hour and a half in, I'm sending that text.
I might show up.
I might like little creep through the window. Okay, she's alive.
No. Me and Christina love the bathroom voice memo, the quick 30-second. Okay, I'm in the bathroom. He doesn't suck. It's going really well.
What's going on? Yeah. I've done many. I remember I sent you that one where I was fucked up with TikTok King. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah. That was one of my more iconic ones. Yeah. Honestly, a lot of you guys are saying very similar things to what we said, you know, like with like exes, talking shit, flirting here and there, you know, if I hate someone, everybody hates them. Yeah, that's basically it. Like, you guys all basically said like the same things yeah. as us. A few good ones though, so.
Yeah, you guys slayed it.
Shout out. Toxic confession time. I think we haven't read this before. We're once again running out of toxic confessions. Send them in. Yeah, think that we haven't read this before. I am so sorry if I'm repeating this in an episode. But I don't think so. So this girl DMs us and she goes, I'm on talking terms with my ex again. We FaceTime sometimes after his girlfriend leaves. He knows that I still love him. We say we're just friends and that there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know if that's 100% true, though. I don't know what to do.
Does his girlfriend know that you're...
Well, she said that we say that we're just friends and that there's nothing wrong with it. But she said, Yeah, she said, we FaceTime sometimes after his girlfriend leaves and he knows I still love him.
No, girl, no. Come on. Yeah, that's not girl's girl of you. I mean, like, I get you still love him and that's really tough, but, like, there's also somebody else's feelings involved.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about his girlfriend and I'm just like,
yeah, she doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't. And I get this girl. Like, I get it. You still love him and that sucks and it's shitty. But, like, it's not only your feelings involved. There's other people. So.
Yeah. Consider the girl. Come on. We just did a whole episode about girls, girl.
Come on.
Girl code.
Girl code.
All right. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah. Christina's finished in this town.
I'm done. Dumb for tonight.
Done.
All right, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Love you.
And DM us on Instagram. What's the most toxic thing you've done?
Yes.
We need more. So send them in. And that's about it.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I want Taco Bell.
That's so random.